Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
At this time, we're going to move into public participation. I think as most individuals know, but just as a reminder, if you have not signed up in advance to speak, you'll have 3 minutes to speak. If you did sign up in advance, you'll have 5 minutes to speak. The total time for public participation cannot exceed 30 minutes. And there's a few important ground rules. If you have a question or a concern that you want to talk about with the board, it's most important that you direct your conversation to that person privately rather than in a public forum. Everything that you say will be part of the public record. But we ask that you please don't name people by names or anything like that. So at this time, we do have Mr. Haupt to speak in public participation. And if you could please state your name and your address.
My name is David Haupt, 6112 South Oval Road in Franklin, Ohio. Thank you, Mr. Addis, for putting me on the list. I do appreciate that. My concerns are the false statements that are being spread out about this levy that we have coming on. The first thing that really bothers me is when I got my tax bill and it went up $243.23, called property revaluation. This board said you didn't get any of that money. So I've called the county auditor's office. They said you did. This is an email from them stating you got the money. In fact, you guys got $121,917.37 more than you got last year. I'm concerned about that false statement. I'm also concerned with the fact that in brain lock, it happens when you get old. Hopefully all you guys will have that happen. In November, we had a meeting and our CFO stated that we would have $182,000 at the end of the 17-18 year. Where's that money at? Then we take and look at the Nexus pipeline. You guys don't want to look at that. It's being built. I saw the pipe going in the ground. You get $610,000 from that. You guys are asking for more money. I think you guys got money. You then came at the meeting that we had at Grace Church and said that we're going to come up with three more taxes, two property taxes and a income tax. And then you said that the income tax, usually when the people get income taxes, they don't come back to the people and ask them for more money. We fact-checked you. Every one of them came back, and the six that you talked about in our area, every one of them came back and asked for more money through property values, property taxes. One of them came back and asked for another income tax. So that is a false statement. Then we find out you took the school bus money that the state gives you and bought land. Now you don't have any school bus money. That's not our fault. It's your guys' fault. That upsets me that you would take money appropriated by the state, given to this school district for busing and buying new buses, and you'd buy the property. If you can't afford the property, don't buy it. Now we have a bus problem, so you say. I say, whoever voted on that, get your cars cleaned up, get in line. When the buses is full, start using your own cars to haul them kids around. You put us in that position. I'm looking around here and all I want is the truth. I told you that on Contract Gate. I'm gonna call this one Levy Gate. All I want is the truth. I'm not getting it. Everything I stated, we background checked, documents, letters, emails, just tell me the truth. Don't tell me that if I get a property tax turned over to an income tax, that you guys won't be coming back and asking for more money, because that's not true. We need to sell this levy on truth. And if you can't sell it on truth, you can't sell it. But the people of Norton deserve better than what you're given. And I have one last question. There's a rumor going around that our CFO got a $10,000 bonus, raise, stipend, whatever you want to call it. I'd like to have that answered. Did that happen within the last 9 months? Get a $10,000 raise. I'd like to know if that happened. And we'll put that to bed. Again, I only ask for the truth. It's all I've ever asked from you people. Please start giving it to me. I don't feel that I'm getting it. Thank you. And Mr. Addis, thank you for putting me on the list. I did call up late. You gave me my 5 minutes, and I appreciate what you did. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
Is there any other public participation? So now we'll move on to item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under board business, we'll start with committee reports, operations.
I can talk a little bit about operations. We did not have a February meeting, but I will say something that's been really significant, a top priority for the operations committee, is a new entrance at primary. So tomorrow we have one more contractor who's coming in to give a bid. We're meeting with that person at 9:30 tomorrow. And based on that bid, we'll begin movement. It's looking like a summertime project for us. I know Mr. Morris will talk about it a little bit later. We feel that the building is secure, but it's the only building in the district that does not have a vestibule entrance. And so that is the operations committee goal, is to secure that. So again, they'll be in tomorrow morning, and we're looking at a couple of different projects with that. That will be a summertime project. Beyond that, anything else with the January or February meeting? I know we talked extensively at the February committee of the whole. That's been a little bit of a leftover one, is what is happening with the primary entrance, and we're getting ready to wrap that up. Related to safety, I guess since the operations committee recently met, we have dealt with a number of additional safety measures, which I'll be talking about a little bit later. So those ultimately would be tied to the operations committee as well.
I don't have anything more to add. I think it's a little bit of time to figure out some of the other things, but as you stated, the vestibule is the most important that we agreed to attack. So, yeah.
We've continued to look for, parking situations at our elementary school, additional paving. So, all of those things are continuing as we head into the summertime.
Thank you. Finance?
We haven't, we haven't had a meeting either. One of the things that we need to talk about is if our levy should not pass this May, the next time to put it on the ballot is August, but the deadline for the August election is May
9th.
Thank you. Our levy is May 8th, and the deadline to put it on the ballot is May 9th. I don't know if you guys would like to add one. I was at a seminar the other day, and the attorney that we use that prepares it for us said there are some other local districts that have decided to go ahead with their first resolution. We have to have the two to pass it. As they put their first resolution on, got the county to do the certify what they need to, and then it's available if necessary. If the levy should happen to not pass, we could meet May 9th, have a meeting scheduled, approve the second resolution, and then get it to the Board of Elections in time. Yeah. I don't know if that's something that we want to look at or not look at. It would give, knowing if a levy passed in August, if it wouldn't happen to pass in May, would give Dana an opportunity to do more things with staffing than waiting till November. Other than that, the collections don't change. It just would allow him to make different calls as far as staffing goes for August.
I think you have to do it.
Yeah, we put on the April agenda.
If we can put that on the April agenda, I think that'd be a good idea.
Thanks, be prepared.
And then if we don't move it forward, we don't move it forward. It just goes away.
Yep. Same millage?
That's the next question.
Would things change as far as the budget and...
We'll still start collecting in January.
Right. If it doesn't pass in May, we have to make a balanced budget for next year, so we'll be definitely looking at cuts.
I meant because our fall one didn't pass, the 1.9, it caused us to have to raise it just to try
to... But the year of the collections don't change.
It
went up because we didn't collect anything last year's taxes, so anything that we did this year, May, August, and November, would result in the same coming in at the same time.
You want to talk about the early retirement package that the Finance Committee went through?
We can do that. On the agenda for tonight's approval is the early retirement incentive package. Dana and I both talked to the unions. We met with NCTA and OPC, informed them of what the plan involves. It was receptive. We tried to stress that we're not by any means trying to push anybody out. We love everybody that's here. We appreciate everything that everybody does, but it's an opportunity that presented itself when we're trying to make some budget cuts. It does help us over a course of 8 years. Some estimates are over a $2 million savings if as many people is projected that would take the plan. Do you have anything?
Do you want to explain that a little bit more? Why?
I think we should.
Because how it works.
We've talked about it. Projections is strictly a projection.
Correct.
I don't want to throw a number out there that the public would think that is going to happen.
So. Right. That's only if the number of employees take it that they predicted that would take it. Do you want?
Well, what I can share is, basically the idea is, a teacher who is considering retirement and receives an option like this is in any school district, not just in Norton. They are the highest paid employee, whether it's an OPC member or an NCTA member. So the goal of any school district would be, if that person is comfortable retiring, then the goal would be, you certainly want to bring another great teacher into your district, but it would be someone who's probably beginning his or her career. So primarily the savings over the course of that person's career stem from that opening salary, which could be as less as, $40,000 per person. So that's the goal. Stephanie did a great job with this program for both OPC and NCTA. The company that we ended up going with has worked with over 400 schools, a lot of neighboring districts who, whether or not they have employees that are in this situation where they can take it, or the district is in some financial distress, they will offer this to their employees. Sometimes it can have a negative connotation, and we did not want that at all. We feel like we worked really hard with both groups to tell them, we care about them, we love the work that they do. This was just an offer. It is a financial offer from the district. So that's primarily where the savings comes from. They get a severance, they get a bonus, but the savings comes from a district standpoint of, less income.
And I just want to add, there were conversations with other districts who have done this at close by districts. I think they're, correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe a couple that had done it a couple times. And it resulted in a cost savings for those districts. So before we just jumped into this, Stephanie did a lot of research on it, talked to other districts, how did it work for them? And was it beneficial, and got information about the company doing it. So we feel pretty good about it, and hopefully it will net a substantial savings for us.
So I know we have some media members here tonight. So what's important to think about with the numbers of this is it has everything to do with how many people would choose to take the severance plan and how many people the district would hire back. So, Stephanie mentioned
not hire back, replace.
Not hire back, yeah, replace. So, you know, Stephanie mentioned a number. There are best case scenarios, not just for Norton, but for any school district who would embark upon this. And then there are scenarios where a district would not be looking at substantial savings. So we can't, as a district, say we're going to save, you know, we can't right now say we're going to save $50. I mean, we have to take a look at how many employees are willing to look at this. So there are some complex math figures involved here, and ultimately a savings really is extended in our projections over an eight-year period. So we would not really experience anything close to, you know, $1 million, for instance, until 8 years down the road. And again, that would be best case scenario, because part of the program assumes that some people are going to retire anyways. So you don't really accumulate the savings from those particular people. So you guys were both there in it, yeah. I know.
What I liked about it too is they come in and they counsel people, you know, so they help them do basically retirement planning and figure out if it's going to work for them or not. That's the part I really liked about it. Instead of just, you know, offering it, they get some guidance, and you know, they may get in there and hey, they didn't realize they could do it, and they can, or the other way around.
So yeah.
I encourage people to go listen anyway, because you know, it may help you even if you're not ready to retire for, you know, 5 or 6 years. They can still help you, you know, with that kind of thing. So
I guess as we've looked, and you know, I know Mr. Haupt talked a little bit about some of the finance. It's not good now, but with things like this and possibilities 3 or 4 years down the road, we do have a chance to climb out of this. So that's something that we have spent a lot of time in having this game plan as to how this occurs. So there are a few things that are in the future, 2021, 2022, where we could start to see some of these things occur, whether it would be new business or new home ownership, some other promising things. This would be another one of those that we would add to the possible savings for the district. Okay.
Is there anything else from finance? Okay. Policy.
Policy committee, we're going to meet next week. Next Monday, I believe. They're got a few things in, nothing major to change, just some change in verbiage and updating wording on existing policies, so nothing major.
Thank you.
We'll cover that next week and read them.
Okay, thank you. Community engagement?
For community engagement, we did meet. Mrs. Wagler did a presentation as explaining what's new with the website, and what we're planning to do to get more information to the public on our school website. And I appreciate all that she's done as far as our Facebook page and collecting pictures from all the teachers who have been able to submit. Let's see, promote public school education. We were encouraging people to go to a couple different sites online. One would be Public Education Partners, another is called Know Your Charter, to let you know what kind of bang you're getting for your buck with public schools as opposed to charter schools. The Treasurer's page on the school website has been updated. If you have not been there, the word transparency just keeps coming up and coming up, so we are being as transparent as absolutely possible by putting all of the information that we have on the school's website under the Treasurer's page. As far as a newsletter, we're talking possibly about putting out a calendar in the future so that it will promote our education here in Norton, and it will let people know of things that are coming up. They could actually be listed on the calendar. There will also be lists of other activities or other places to go to find additional activities. And our next meeting is on March 26th at 4:00 in the administration building. Anything else?
I guess just to, and you know, we had a packed house that day in our conference room down at central office. A number of community members came interested in the community engagement. the goal of that committee is for us to get better at communicating with our community, at engaging them and helping them understand the process. So we got some good suggestions. We ended up on a pretty significant safety talk that day, but it was strong. And we had some new community people that I had never met before. So we had the pleasure of speaking with them about some things that are occurring. So really that group's design is, how can we be better as a school district in reaching our taxpayer? And we are working at that. It's a challenge, but we're working really hard at that in the district.
Okay, thank you. Technology and instruction?
I have a few things to share for technology. The Tech Advisory Committee, we met like we do every year. We review our student and staff acceptable use policies. I'm willing to share some of those changes at the policy meeting on the 19th, if you'd like for me to do that. Go over them quickly, and then we can, if you approve those, we can get those updated on the website. We have an exciting event coming up on Wednesday, March 21st at 4 p.m. at the high school, room 117, where our teachers that have been participating in technology-friendly classroom, a professional development program that we do each year. This year we had all language arts teachers, middle school and high school. They will be sharing out their experiences with participating in that program, the new technologies that they've tried out and how that's gone with teaching and learning in the classroom. So it'd be great. Anyone is welcome to attend that. We had 9 teachers apply for Chromebook cart grants in the district. And Mr. Addis, Mrs. Oliveri, and myself, we used the rubric that they were given and went through and ranked the top 5 of those. So we will be working on informing them and facilitating training for them in the summer. That was part of the agreement with the grant. So that's something exciting coming up. And the last thing that we're, a couple of things that we're kind of working on is we are still piloting the internet filter. I mentioned it once before. It's called Securely. It's something that's more for student safety. It's meant to pick up on kind of tone of things that kids are, sites that they're going to or doing searches for. We are piloting that because it's something we do through the consortium, Summit County. So we have it in a couple labs here at the middle school. It's going well, and we're looking to hopefully broaden our scope of that into the whole building. Over spring break, there's some things network-wise that take some time that we're going to work on to hopefully bring that out to the middle school and then provide a little bit more feedback and make a decision on that. And lastly, also over spring break, we'll be working on some of the devices at NES. We need to wrap up preparing for air testing once they come back from spring break. So that's all I have.
Can you talk a little bit about the cybersecurity insurance seminar that you and I are attending?
Sure.
I don't remember the date either. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
But Neonet, that's part of our consortium, our
ITC, Wednesday.
They have been organizing.
Thank you, Amy. I just wanted to add a little bit about the Ohio Means Jobs Readiness Seal. And one thing that we talked about in our meeting was making sure that every graduating student has a plan. Whether it's a job, it's going on to college, it's, you know, maybe it's the armed forces or whatever it may be. And I think for a large part of our graduating students, they do have a plan, but not all of them. And so maybe this Ohio Means Jobs Readiness Seal might be something to help them along, because they're going to be working with somebody from the school, a mentor, and somebody from maybe a profession or, you know, their job or something like that. So because it's so new, it's kind of hard to see what it's actually going to look like, but Amy is working hard on it, and Ms. Williams also, in trying to figure out how we apply this to our students. So I'm pretty excited about that, because I think that is something that's going to help our students to make sure that they all graduate with a plan. And again, back to the compact, I mean, we have tried for years to add another program to our district. Animal care seemed to be the one that everybody was interested in, but because our levy failed, obviously we weren't able to incur those costs. So we are looking at, do we have teachers at the high school that are qualified to teach something that would be beyond, you know, just a high school class? So Amy is exploring that, and I'm excited. I think that there might be some options that we could add depending on how it works out with other classes that they teach and stuff like that, but it would be at no added cost to the district. Unfortunately, it's not going to be the popular animal care that we had hoped, but we're looking at other alternatives. So, does anybody have any questions or anything? Okay. Superintendent recommendations.
Yeah, just a couple of quick things. Last Monday, I was really privileged to attend a meeting that was led by Representative Bob Kupp. And if you're familiar with school funding at all, the Kupp Report is named after Mr. Kupp. So he was in Cleveland and they invited local superintendents. He really is, I can't call him the father of school finance, but he is the one who understands state funding formula and the realities of it. He's probably the biggest name in Ohio with politicians and school officials. So he talked to us for about an hour and a half. And what I'll report to the board right now that, it's been unconstitutional for almost 20 years now, state funding, and we've not done anything about it. He feels like right now, he, along with other state politicians, state educators, are forming a state funding committee that they believe is the best attempt to get this right. Now, they could do this and turn it over to the government and it gets shot down. We all need to understand that. But they're starting with the root of how much does it cost to educate a student? Because that money is, that number is tossed around. Right now, a school district gets $6,010. We actually get about $3,800 of that $6,000 here in Norton. There's no formula for $6,010. And I'm sad to report that because, I've been an educator for so many years, but it's literally the flip of a coin. And right now, that number is $6,000. They're trying to get a better number to properly equip school districts and hopefully to alleviate the pressure off taxpayers. That's ultimately what they want to do because taxpayers all over the state of Ohio fund about half of a school district's budget. That's a lot. So we would like it to be lower, obviously, for all of our taxpayers, and I think every district in the state would. So that's one thing. Another quick announcement, on April 16th, we're gonna have community night in Norton, really that's based around school funding. I've invited Joel Roscoe to speak that night to any interested community members. He's a financial consultant for BASA, which is one of the leading institutions in the state. I've never heard anyone, I took a 3-day course on school funding from Joel, and it was just one of those presentations where I could understand it because it's very complex and very difficult. And I can't imagine doing it for a living, so I take my hat off to you. Joel just, he was a superintendent for 26 years. I think he went through, he may share, I think he honestly went through 27 different levies in 26 years from Hillsdale. But he just has a really clear way of presenting it. So hopefully the Norton people will show up that night and ask questions. And we're also inviting a realtor that night, a local Norton realtor, to talk to our community about the influence of sound schools upon property values. Assuming that taxpayers would like their property values to be strong with an end benefit. All right. 6:30, and we're going to do it in the Norton Commons. We're going to have a cafeteria meeting because the musical's that weekend and it's a dress rehearsal. And I can't mess with, what's it called? What are
high
we doing?
High School Musical.
I can't mess with High
no,
School
you
Musical.
Can't.
No.
Don't make you sing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we all know the
yes.
song.
So excited.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless there's any other items that anyone would like to discuss, can we have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting is adjourned.